to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this 26th day, Tuesday, 26th of September 2006. Just had the anniversary of 9/11. It's five-year anniversary. I was up at Ground Zero, saw the... and not to say anything about the people that lost loved ones and friends and extended families from that fateful day in New York City. But it was an inside job, folks. Of that, there is little doubt. The question then becomes, when everybody finds out about the inside job, what is it that we're going to do about it? And there's one thing that I do know for sure, whether it's listening to this network or this radio station, what program you listen to on this network, it is all in the numbers. And I just wanted to bring up one thing on our pledge drive that we are still in the middle of. People were asking me for numbers, so here they are. One-time donation, $16,444.55. Pledged funds, and this is per month, $3,637.41. Total funds raised, $20,081.96. What I was looking for was more of the monthly pledged funds. A lot of people responded. I'm looking at the sheet here. I've got all your names here and the amounts that you did donate, and I greatly appreciate that. Some people donated $100 a month, some $40, some $30, some $20, some $10. I had one donation, it was $5 a month. No pledge is too small, ladies and gentlemen. But here's the point. If we're going to not only maintain but expand, as my guests said, the narrow casting, then we've got to do much, much better than this. How many people listen to this network on a daily basis? A lot of you. There's been too much weight placed on too few shoulders, and it's starting to wear the good people out. So we're continuing this pledge drive. We're looking for donations monthly, and we've made it very easy. If you don't want to do it online, you don't trust the internet, that's fine. We've covered you on that one. You simply just write us at RBN, 1015 South Mays, Round Rock, Texas. Suite 100, by the way. 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. We will send you self-addressed stamped envelopes. And don't call up and say, no, I put the stamps on myself or whatever. No. This is a complete thing. You put it in your monthly bill stack. You're paying your water, your electricity, whatever. Make sure that you make that pledge every month. Some people have tied to churches before, and they're saying that the churches are all corrupted. Well, we're here for the truth, folks, as well as the churches should be, especially on the issue of government corruption. But they're strangely silent. Well, why don't you make that tithing to this network, where it'll do the most good? You can write us. We'll send you out 12 stamped, addressed envelopes. You can put it in your monthly pile. Or you can go on the web at rbnlive.com. Top right-hand corner of the front page of RBN Live is a Republic partner. Takes you to a PayPal page in increments of $10 to $1,000 per month. If you so desire, you can do that. Or you can simply call us here at 800-724-2719. You heard Sophia saying, I've said it for 10 years. We have too few numbers. We have got to dramatically expand the truth movement in this country. And I see of no better opportunity than doing it through radio. We're setting up a deal with Northwest Arkansas. We're very close to closing this deal. Up there in three states, they're going to be hearing RBN 24/7 with all the great hosts, all the great guests, and all the great information. We are in an informational war, folks, but are we armed well enough? We'll be right back with my guest, Sophia, right after this.
Headline news. Activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The council to get some food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Attention, if you're one of the millions of Americans who buy and trade stocks or invest in the real estate market, you'll want to hear this. Did you know that the Forex, foreign currency exchange market, trades over $2 trillion a day? That's more than the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ combined. Now, imagine being able to trade in the Forex without any prior trade experience or spending endless hours predicting market movements. Well, now you can. Introducing Freedom Rocks. Freedom Rocks' structured trading approach takes the guesswork out of what and when to buy by providing you a planned set of guidelines, all at a fraction of the cost of other similar type programs. And instead of focusing on thousands of stocks, Freedom Rocks focuses on the top four currency pairs. Our software tells you what to buy, how much to buy, and when to buy. Go to MySimpleForex.com. That's MySimple, the number 4, the letter X.com. And join the thousands who've discovered Freedom Rocks. Remember, MySimple, the number 4, the letter X.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We have loaded phones. We'll get to those in a second. Your two websites, 911weknow.com, of which you said, Sophia, that you were putting an online questionnaire out there. And what is your other website?
Actually, I have also 911mysteries.com. They're sort of connected. And then I have another website, which started as a T-shirt and bumper sticker affair a year ago, and it's called MoveOnMoron.com.
Move on, moron?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yes, it struck me one day as quite funny. I took the domain name and I started to market under that name.
Move
it's
on.
Easy to remember.
Move on, moron. Absolutely.
And, you know, given the way things are going, even if it isn't George Bush next time around, I can probably still use move on, moron.
Well, you can use that for the past, I don't know how many presidencies that have occupied the White House. It doesn't matter. Let's go back to the phones. We have loaded phones here. Melissa in Texas. Hello, Melissa.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Did you say you're going to be carrying the video?
Yes. As a matter of fact, if you go to our website, rbnlive.com, Danny just posted it up there.
Okay.
And, yes, we are carrying it.
Okay. Well, I prefer to stop in when I'm in the neighborhood on Mondays, so I'll do that.
Stop on down.
And I just would like to mention to you that from about 44 minutes till the top of the hour until about 5 minutes after, I was getting to listen on shortwave to It sounded like the maritime report given by Donald Duck with a whole lot of static behind it. So yeah. this guest deserves to be up on that list of five gold stars as far as if you can judge it by the jamming.
Yep. Absolutely.
All right. That's it.
Thanks, Melissa.
Bye.
Thank you.
Sherry in Arizona. Hello, Sherry.
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to say that, okay, I think we should be right now focusing on fasting and prayer and harvesting right now. And what I mean by harvesting is going out and being a testament. We can hate evil, but to try and stop it is like trying to stop prophecy. No matter what, we have to fulfill the book, right? Truth is good. But
the book is a self-fulfilling prophecy, and I've always said the other side knows how to read. And we don't know
I understand. Yeah. And you telling the truth on this station is great. I mean, truth will set you free, right? So that's great. But to try and stop it is different than asking. I mean, it does say ask and you will receive. And so to always try and stop something that's prophesized, it's just like, how can we do that? It can't be done.
Well, and I don't want to get down that rabbit hole today, but suffice it to say that I think if you're reading out of the same Bible I've read out of, this is the way I exemplify this, that there is a passage in the Bible that talks about healing the land. And if you'll turn your face back to God, I will heal your land. So how is that possible when we let evil just grow up all around us and we stand around and we say, well, it's been prophesied, so therefore I'm going to do nothing about it?
No, I didn't say do nothing about it.
No, I didn't say that truth. I didn't say that you did, but this has been the problem with a lot of people.
Well, yeah, you're right, because, I mean, I'll sit and try and talk to people about things that matter instead of, clothes or something else.
Sure.
And they're like, they don't want to talk about it. They're just so full of fear. It's like a being in prison,
Well, and that is the number one problem that we have. And I don't care if you're a Bible-believing Christian or you're a Buddhist or what you are. The program for these elitists are to drive fear into your hearts. And fear is one of the, it's the deer in the headlight syndrome. Why does a deer freeze? Well, he sees the light coming. He knows, he senses danger. But their immediate thing is to bolt when there's danger present. But now they're mesmerized by the light, rather, and they absolutely freeze. They are struck in fear. They don't know what to do. Boom. And a second later, they're dead. This has been the problem with many Americans, that the program that's being foisted on us is constant fear, 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 fear. We're afraid to reach out to other people. We're afraid to be demonized. We're afraid of this. We're afraid of that. I am not afraid, obviously, because I do this type of programming. And I don't give a damn, because there's no fear in my heart. Because if you know what you're doing is right, then there's no room for fear. Conviction displaces that fear.
Yeah. Well, these are the same people that, if you look at them cross-eyed, they're ready to fight. Okay? And so, if they do ever find out the truth and that they've been lied to and that this whole administration is a big illusion and that the whole voting is an illusion and it's all, planned out, then what do? They resort to violence because they're so angry.
But if there is enough of us, here's the thing, and I've been saying it, I'll reiterate this, Sophia has said it, that we have not garnered the help and support of our fellow Americans to the point that even the most timid among us will have no fear. They do not feel, the fishies in the sea know better. They group together for protection. When you go after them, there's flashes, there's confusion. The predator doesn't know what to do because there's so many of them.
Oh, I agree. There's power in numbers,
I would like to say something. You just said again, I'm not faulting you, I'm observing here, we have not garnered enough numbers. I'm saying we are, present tense, garnering enough. It's building. So instead of saying, hey, we have not, which comes from lack, from absence, from, oh, gosh, we're not going to win. We're not going to be able to do this. I'm saying, let's say we are. It's growing. Let's look at how this is getting bigger, not that it is limited still. Mm-hmm. And once again, I'm going to ask you something here, and this is a rhetorical question. You have said on this show, 9/11 is an inside job. It's obvious, and on and on. Now, I'm going to ask you this. Is heart disease an inside job? Is colon cancer an inside job?
Well, I know that there is a cure for everything. I believe that. I believe that there is a cure. And so, you know, I don't know if it's an inside job. I don't know what they're doing or how they're, you know, who knows? I mean, cancer could be from many different things. It could be from emotions. It could be from them, I don't know,
there's no them here. There's no them. I'm looking at a human person who has cancer. Is it an inside job? It's inside that human being. It's nowhere else. So if 9/11 is an inside job, folks, it's inside us. We are part of it. This is not outside of us. There's no, like, enemy we have to fight. It's us. We contributed to this. Now, what is your name, Christine?
No, it's Sherry.
I'm so sorry. Why am I thinking Christine? Okay, Sherry. What Sherry has just said is prayer. Everyone can do what they can do. Everybody's method works. It's not easy to ask people to use some other method than their own. Everybody's method here is going to work. And that's what we should be doing.
Sherry, thank you for your call. I appreciate it very much. All right.
Okay.
Carol in Pennsylvania. Hello, Carol.
Hello.
Hi.
Amen to you, and I forget her name, your guest.
Sophia.
That lady sounded like my sister when we started to store food. She says, well, God can make your food spoil. God will take care of me. I don't need to save anything, you know. You know, they just keep coming at us and coming at us daily with something new. The spinach thing, can I just talk a second about that? The same day that the spinach, the E. coli and the spinach came on the national news, there was a school, and I don't remember what state, where the science teacher ordered a project for her students or his, whatever. And when the project came, guess what was in the same strain of E. coli that's in the spinach came in vials to the school. I don't know if anybody knew about this.
No, I knew about the spinach deal, and it's still growing.
Yeah, well, why would they send vials of E. coli to probably a high school or middle school, whatever? Unbelievable.
It is.
Yes, but this is a daily thing. I have a friend that I showed one of the DVDs to, and she was shaking her leg the whole time, doesn't want to admit that our government did this, and she said to me the other night, she said, an airplane hit the Pentagon. She says a friend of hers, his cousin worked at the Pentagon. When he went back to his office, the nose of the airplane was sticking in his office. She said, wouldn't you rather believe Fred's cousins and these people you listen to on the radio? I said, hell no, I don't know him. That was my response, because I said, I'd rather believe the people I'm listening to.
I understand.
I mean, this is just too much of some people. You tell them about the genetically modified food, they don't want to know or hear about it, and they continue.
Well, and you know, I think we have a tendency to get too hung up on the people that don't want to hear. And I don't think that we've got yet straight in our minds that there are many more people out there with open minds. And Carol, too many people get discouraged.
John, I got a big mouth. I can't keep it shut. Every time no matter where I go, if it's the grocery store or whatever, I talk.
Me too.
I don't care who it is, but some of the people just are... Like two ladies were buying Danone yogurt or one of the yogurts, and I said, you don't want to buy that garbage. It has ground up beetles in it, female beetles, to make the coloring in the yogurt. I mean, who wants this? But they bought it anyway.
Well, of course they will, because that's what they've been conditioned to do.
Yeah, it won't hurt them.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Carol. I appreciate your call.
Bye.
Lester, Paul, and Michelle, we'll get your calls in after this break. We got a short segment coming up. 911weknow.com, 911mysteries.com, and I like this one, www.moveonmoron.com. We'll be right back.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm. Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
All right, we've got a short amount of time, and we've got callers to get in. Lester in Ohio. Go ahead, Lester.
Yeah, I hear people calling in about all kinds of things here. I just got back. I've been out. I handed out all my discs. I got to burn some more so I can hand out some more.
What were you burning there?
I'm burning, let's see. Well, right now I'm burning Healing Becomes a Crime. That girl was talking about cancer and stuff. She should take and know about these things. Let's see, I'm burning two discs. I burned discs about the Illuminati and all the Masons and all that their stuff and about 9/11.
Right.
And I hand them out, and then I burn these ones about health. Well, the reason I got in burning the ones about health, I had a guy took in. I'm trying to talk fast so I can get as much in as I can. But I had a guy ask me about. He was talking to me. And he was talking about Moses and the two snakes. I says, where in the heck have I seen them two snakes before, you know? So I get to thinking, where in the heck have I seen them two snakes before? So I made a disc about two snakes. I got this one lady, she's a doctor. She made a movie, a documentary about diseases that don't just happen, which that girl is talking about. She needs to take and look that up if she's still listening, because it's a doctor's view, and it's a doctor that had breast cancer and stuff and cured herself. And
okay,
stuff.
We have a short amount of time.
Oh, I'm trying here.
Yeah, okay, well, get your main
and
point.
Then I put on the fluoride deception. I don't know if you know what that is.
Oh, yeah.
And then I put on how healing becomes a crime. Mm-hmm. And then, like I say, and then for the 9/11 stuff to take and get people to take and see about the I make a disc about all that there, about the light bringers and all that there, so that people can take and understand that. And about 9/11, I pass out the second edition of Loose Change, and let's see, what else do I put on there? But I've been doing this in digital form, or I mean, I forget what the name of the format is on CDs. And but I bought I got about 200 DVDs now that I'm going to take and start burning, so I can burn bunches of them on DVDs in that format. And all the movies on this I can get, I'm putting on and taking out and handing out to people. Like I say, that's what I've been doing all day today. I just ran out of discs, so I have to come home and burn more discs so I can go out and give out more discs to try to educate the people. Now the stuff about the health and stuff here, people talk about the health and the medical association. Well,
okay. See, we only have 3 minutes left, and I've got two other callers to get to. Do you have one parting shot here, Lester?
Okay, where do you find the snakes? I had a guy talk to me about Moses and the snakes, right?
Yeah.
Well, where do you find them two snakes? You find them two snakes wrapped around the AMA medical staff.
There you go. All right. Hey, Lester, I got to let you go. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Paul in Texas, you're up. Hello, Paul.
You hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I have listened to your guest there, Sophie, and a number of other people throughout the United States, experts with hard evidence that our government has been involved in criminal activity. I would like to suggest that our justice system has paths for these types of complaints. It's called a grand jury. Within the grand jury system is a special grand jury. The special grand jury is called specifically to listen to complaints and evidence against criminal government activities. Anyone can take their evidence to a grand jury. And I would like to point out that we are now talking to people. The grand jurors are people. They're citizens just like you and I.
Yep.
They hear the evidence. They can investigate it.
Yeah.
If there are grounds, and it's obvious to me, there are just hundreds of pieces of hard evidence. And I've yet to hear anyone speak about bringing the criminals to the grand jury. I'd like to hear your comment on that.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call, Paul. The problem is, through what grand jury? Is it a federal grand jury? Because we could possibly do this through state grand juries. But to get your attorney generals or whatever in a respective state, that is a good topic that we will cover on another program. Good question. We don't have the time to go into it right now. We've got 2 minutes left. Michelle in Texas, you're up. Hello, Michelle.
Hi. I'll make it quick.
Yeah.
This is my first visit to your program, and I went to your website, and I was immediately taken by the topic because it's of interest to me, and then I went to your website and wasn't able to find any links to anything. I'm actually doing a blog post on liberal radio choices right now,
and
I just it would be great if I found your bio. I know when your show is, but I didn't have a link for your guest, and I didn't have any way to get information for exactly what was live.
Okay, well, do me a favor. Call this number. You ready to write?
Okay, I'm ready.
800-724-2719, extension 113. You'll be talking to Danny.
Okay,
all right.
I'll do it.
Okay.
And just thanks for the work you're doing.
All right, well, thank you. I appreciate your involvement very much.
Okay.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Okay, the websites here, folks, 911weknow.com, 911mysteries.com, and moveonmoron.com. You got to love it. Sophia, thank you for the work that you're doing. As you roll out your other two parts to this, we will have you back on the program, and we'll keep doing this, okay?
Thank you so much, and thanks for letting me say all the very different things, I'm sure, that I've said today.
It's different ideas coming from different people, and it's striking a chord with a lot of people out there, because not everybody has the same ideas, do they?
Right.
All righty. Thank you, Sophia.
Thank you, John.
All righty, ma'am. We'll be back, folks, right after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. Join Jeffrey Bennett and myself each day at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we'll give you the flip side of the day's financial and political news. Had Warren Buffett tuned in, he could have saved himself $1 billion. You see, Mr. Buffett bet against the dollar 2 years ago. Had he had chosen buying gold instead of foreign currency, he would have made $2 billion. Don't make the Buffett mistake. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898 and let us help you ensure your wealth against dollar depreciation. For daily updates on the condition of the dollar, visit our website at republictradinggroup.com. Or as I said, just give us a call at 1-800-691-7898 and speak with Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898. And thank you for your support of Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Do I have on the line Linda Curtis? I do have Linda Curtis online, involved in Hands Across the Corridor. Good afternoon, Linda.
Hi, John. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine. How's things down there in Bastrop, Texas?
Oh, they're hopping and bopping. You know what? I can barely hear you.
We'll fix that problem right now. Can you hear me better now? Can you hear
Not
me now?
Not really, but that's okay. I'll
All right.
You... hard. Go ahead.
Okay.
There, that's better. I got you.
Okay, great. Yeah, Hands Across the Corridor. Let's get some of the preliminaries out of the way here. We all know that freeway toll schemes by Rick Perry, the double tax urban freeway thing this is an election year. I have not seen him that politically active. Have you?
He's been hiding.
I guess so.
I'm telling you, I've been getting these reports from active Republicans who, go to these events year after year, and they have X number of people at them. Well, when Rick Perry is like the guest of honor, they're very ill attended. It's funny. I attended the Republican convention this year and the Democratic convention. I'm an independent, so I wanted to talk to people on both sides of the aisle to see what they were going to do in this election. And I went to the Republican convention, and I cannot tell you how many people at that convention who were delegates did not like the man. And in fact, they almost had, they almost came to a rump convention, you know, where you had almost 50% of the delegates in rebellion against the governor's business tax. They absolutely hate the Trans-Texas Corridor and his toll plan. So I don't think Rick's doing too well.
Well, and I have never seen, and he was the protege here of old GW down here,
yeah.
Striking-looking man and, you know, good politician. You know, they're all cast out of basically the same mold. And I'm looking, and an election cycle's coming up, and I'm going, where is this character at? So he's hiding in his office. Wonder if they're going to count on fixing the vote down here to get him back into office.
You never know. That Secretary of State of his is really not only a self-promoter, but I don't trust him as far as I could throw him. Roger Williams, the Secretary of State.
Now, the rest of the country and internationally, people are probably thinking to myself, why is Linda Curtis on this program, and why are we talking about Rick Perry? And the real point behind this, ladies and gentlemen, as we've said all along, that there are plans everywhere throughout all of the states for toll roads in this country. Now, what they've done down here, and give them a thumbnail sketch, Linda Curtis, on what they've done with this toll road. And we're not necessarily just talking about the corridor that's going to be rolling through here, but also the issue on, well, taking existing roads and then taxing you to drive onto things.
Yes. This is a test case for the country, and people are hearing word of this all around the country. There are some states that have moved, or jurisdictions that have moved, to essentially sell off their infrastructure to various corporate entities, including foreign corporations, to make a fast buck. And it turns out that many of these deals are not healthy for the public coffers. They're bad economic arrangements. And bottom line for me, and why I'm active in this campaign right now, and why the Texas governor's race is significant for the rest of the country, is these big policy shifts from public roads and freeways to converting them to toll roads, as well as this new massive trade corridor, which is what it's all about. It's a trade route that they want to build to bring in more goods from Mexican ports, which are primarily now Chinese goods, up into the United States, you know, that continues to erode our economy as well as Mexico's. That's what the corridor is about. These big shifts in public policy absolutely should be put before the voters. You know, if they think it's such a good deal, why is Rick Perry, for example, keeping a preliminary contract to develop this Trans-Texas Corridor trade route, a 10-lane, quarter-mile-wide highway with rail and pipeline, water pipeline, gas pipeline, utility lines, in one corridor? If it's such a good deal, how come he's keeping this preliminary contract secret for 17 months?
Well, and there is, didn't they sue to keep the, what is it, 200 pages of this contract or whatever from the public purview?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it's going to trial supposedly on October 10th. I will bet you any amount of money the governor's, it's TxDOT, the Transportation Department here in Texas, which is absolutely a runaway agency that the comptroller, Carol Keaton Strayhorn, who I'm working with and for in this election, who's running against the governor as an independent, she says that agency that is now suing along with this foreign corporation, Cintra, to keep this contract secret, is sitting on $15 billion, claiming they don't have the money to build new roads, and that's why they have to do all this stuff to sell off our infrastructure. So this is a very, very significant issue, I think, John, not just because it's really the worst special interest deal I've seen in 30 years of activism. But beyond that, it's really about the utter corruption of our government at the city, state, and local level. Many of our politicians here in Texas just rolled over for the governor when he He rolled this thing out in the middle of the redistricting battle of 2003, which everybody listening knows about because that was Tom DeLay's redistricting that's been so contentious and who lost his job over, which he lost his job over. So what's going on in Texas, you know, the eyes of the nation that pay attention to these things are definitely watching.
Well, why shouldn't I go out and I've heard various people endorsing for governor here, Kinky Friedman. Why should we trust Mrs. Strayhorn, Grandma? Why should we trust her running as an independent to put the kibosh, if elected as governor, put the kibosh on this Trans-Texas corridor and also the tolling of the existing roads, and they want to build more toll roads outside of this corridor? Why does Strayhorn have the inside track on this deal?
Because 2 years ago, when the groups that that built this movement against the double tax toll roads came on the scene, the only person who was interested in talking to us was Carol Keaton Strayhorn, and that is basically still the case. The Democratic candidate and Kinky, who is the other independent in the race, have not made this a key issue in their campaign. They say things like, oh, yeah, I'm against the corridor. But there were 56 hearings in July and August all across the state, and they could not manage to get themselves to one of these. Carol was at 15 hearings. She's done things. You know, candidates can say anything before an election, and we all know that. The issue is, what are you doing? What have you done? And you know, what are you going to do? I mean, the anti-Perry candidates, the other two that are running, Bell and Kinky, have made no clear commitments as to what they're going to do to stop this.
Now, who's the Democratic candidate here?
Chris Bell.
Chris Bell. I don't even know anything about this character.
Well, his claim to fame was that he was a one-term congressman who got redistricted out of his seat by Tom DeLay. So he sued Tom DeLay. But Chris Bell has, when he was before, there was a big powwow of 1,500 farmers in the Blacklands here in Texas. This is the richest farm soil in the state of Texas. And Chris Bell, Kinky Friedman, and Carol were there last April. And people can go to our website at independenttexans.com. Go to Independent Texans website.
Your phone cut out. Give that web again.
I'm sorry. I've got one of those cheap phones. It's independenttexans.com.
Okay.
Or just Google us at Independent Texans. If you go to our multimedia section, you can watch a 20-minute videotape of each candidate, Bell, Kinky, and Strayhorn, who spoke to these 1,500 farmers last April. And I'll tell you what Chris Bell says. He says, we need campaign finance reform. Well, yes, of course we need campaign finance reform, but what are you going to do about the corridor? Well, he didn't have a plan in April, and then about 3 months later, he came out attacking Carol Keaton Strayhorn, because a lot of his Democratic donors have given to her. And then he said, I want to take it back to the legislature. Well, the legislature started it. They voted practically unanimously in the middle of the redistricting fight, Democrats and Republicans implementing legislation for the Trans-Texas Corridor. So that wasn't a good response. Kinky's response, and you all can watch this, Kinky said, I think we should name four highways after country western singers. Now, I think Kinky is a very decent guy, and I think he's funny. But what's happening to the farmers in the Blackland, these are heritage farmers. Lots of them have had these farms for over 100 years in their family. This is not funny that the governor, as soon as this election is over, if he gets reelected, I promise you, they will be moving with a vengeance to take 1.2 million acres of Texas land and the most prime farmland. It will destroy independent farming in the state of Texas to put in a trade route that doesn't even address our traffic problem. In fact, it's going to make it even worse because there are very few connections. They don't mandate connections to farm-to-market roads. Too expensive. They want to move these goods up to Kansas. There's so many things wrong about this. These cargoes are not even inspected at the border.
And that is the hub point, Kansas City, Kansas. That is going to be the hub point for their distribution network, and you're going to be seeing more tolling coming out of that hub going across America.
Right, and not only that, you're going to see, when we talk about illegal immigration, you know, again, Kinky's a nice guy, funny guy, and very intelligent. But when you tell me that your plan for the border is to put up a fence or to put up 10,000 troops or whatever it is, and you have no plan about the Trans-Texas Corridor and all of these trucks coming up that are uninspected at the border, and you allow for this economic trade route to further erode the Mexican economy, then you have to be kidding yourself. Either that, or you don't mind spending billions and billions and billions of dollars that we don't have trying to deal with illegal immigration.
Well, and that's one of the areas they're saying that, we got to improve our roadways down here in Texas. So, you know, this is a good idea to have independent companies coming in and putting up the funds. And, of course, they'll get paid back on this deal. But what are some of the numbers that you've run across, Linda, on these toll roads that it's actually going to cost people to travel?
Well, if the folks in Austin, in the city of Austin and the surrounding area, get through with their tests for the state and for the nation, we will go from having no tolls to approximately 15 tolls. And we did some calculations. We worked on this very hard to kind of examine where people are coming from in and out of the city and so on and so forth. And we're talking about a minimum. A conservative number is a $2,000 to $3,000, essentially a tax increase, because that's what it is. It's a fee that's basically a toll tax. So, again, you want to raise people's taxes to that extent, then let them vote on it. People are not, people want things. People are willing to spend the money on things. But when you decide for them and shove it down their throat and try to hide it and say it's not an increase in taxes, that is the making of not only a revolt. I was at a meeting. We had a meeting here in Bastrop, where I live, which is a small little town outside of Austin. There was a gentleman that came in. He must have been 75 years old, very modest, very conservative, kind of culturally conservative gentleman from you know, the sticks. And he told me at this meeting, he said, you know what, Linda, we need a revolution. And I looked at him and I said, you know what, I'm not ready to grab my gun yet. I am going to fight in the political arena, which is a very dirty, rotten arena to be fighting in. It's down in the trenches. But we still have elections in this country. And we need to use this option. And then we need to keep building, no matter who wins this election in November. I hope Carol wins. I hope the grandma, Carol Keaton Strayhorn, wins this election. And I'm working night and day. I'm working on her campaign. I'm a full-time employee. I decided to quit my job and work full-time on this campaign after my organization endorsed in July. So that's what I'm doing. Also, for just disclosure purposes, I wanted to tell your audience, I am on staff. I'm not getting rich, but I am working on the Strayhorn campaign. I felt so strongly about it. And some of the key activists who are fighting the Trans-Texas Corridor, like Linda Stahl of Corridor Watch, which is the definitive website that people can go to really learn more than you want to know about this.
And what
Linda
is,
left Corridor Watch. She's working full-time on
okay,
the
slow down
as well.
And slow down and give that web again.
CorridorWatch.org.
Okay, CorridorWatch.org. Okay, got it. Yeah, and it must be said, this is not a paid political endorsement for Carol, Strayhorn. I met her. As a matter of fact, remember, what was this, about a year and a half ago?
Tunes Not Tolls.
Yeah.
Were you there?
Yeah, I was there, and some great people showed up. Jimmy Vaughn showed up and played, and there was other musicians there, and we happened to be seated right off the dance floor, and Strahan came walking up to me, and she looked at me and says, "Well, how did you get the best table in the joint?" And I just looked at her and I said, "Well, hang around. We're going to have tabletop dancing later." I didn't even know who she was. I didn't even know who Carol Strahan was, but
it's,
you know,
Strayhorn, by the way. Oh, everybody gets her name wrong because she's changed it several times.
Strayhorn, sorry about that. Yeah, but I'm looking at this, and this toll has to be stopped. So you're in for a penny, in for a pound on this deal, because you quit your regular job to go to work to try to get her elected. A lot of people are saying, "Well, we don't trust Strayhorn, so I'm going to back Kinky Friedman." Now, Kinky is, as you said, I've met the guy before. I've talked with him. You know, I was down in Wimberley. You know, I talked to him, and he's friends with Willie Nelson. And you know, we saw Willie got raked over the coals by the IRS. He even came out with an album to try to pay his back IRS taxes.
Yeah.
But you know, it's this cause celeb that people seem to be hung up on, that just because you wrote music or you're a performer or you're a funny one-liner kind of guy. You know, I'm looking at Kinky Friedman. If Strayhorn's going to come in and do what she says she's going to do to stop these toll roads, you know, obviously people aren't going to vote for Perry. So what's their option here? They're going to vote for Kinky, the great one-liner. I'm sure it would be a heck of a party for a couple of years as being governor. That might be a lot of grins and giggles. But I don't see the man has the capacity to stop these toll roads.
I think, to be honest with you, I think that if Strayhorn wins this election, and again, I hope the hell she does, I think she's going to have a major battle on her hand. And so I want to challenge people. I do this everywhere I go. We have to start thinking about our votes in a different way. Because see here, if we get Strayhorn elected, she's committed to, for example, she said she will not sign a full agreement with Cintra, the company, the Spanish toll road company that, you know, has been in this secretive, contract with Perry on. She will open up the contract. She's been really trying to get that contract open. She's made herself clear in a number of ways. She's a smart lady. She understands how this stuff works. I think she's still going to have a major fight on her hand, because this is the biggest special interest deal I've seen in one state in my lifetime. It's a $184 billion project. So I think we have to think about, once we get the right person elected, what are we going to do to help her get that agenda taken forward? And that's really ultimately why I'm supporting Strayhorn.
Right.
See, she's real smart. She figured out that if she wanted not just to win this election, but to move her agenda, she had to include the independent activists on the ground. That's who I am. What Kinky did was he brought in a very smart man, very good organizer, Dean Barkley. I've known him for years, from Minnesota. He helped Jesse get elected, Jesse Ventura. He brought him in from Minnesota, and I had to keep calling those guys to meet with them. That's smart. You want to bring everybody in. You want the people on the ground in the neighborhood involved. But I think that what his campaign is about, I think you're right. It's a cause. What did you call it?
Cause celeb.
I think that's what it is. Yeah. I think that, again, Kinky's a nice guy. I think he's very caught up, though, and people get seduced by fame, just like they get seduced by power.
Sure.
So I think we have to invest ourselves in a long-term effort. You know, when our real work begins is after the election.
Well,
we have to stay organized and working after the election.
First, you need a toehold on a certain issue and if Strayhorn did nothing else, if she did nothing during her administration, if she just went in there and smashed the toll roads, and I'm not for limited toll roads either, because, you know, a couple of days ago I saw this on the local news, and they were talking to one of the Austin city commissioners, and he talk about deer in the headlights look.
Mm-hmm.
They were talking about, well, you know, this is going to not solve a lot of traffic problems here in and around Central Texas. This is going to exacerbate the problem, because a lot of people are not going to want to pay tolls
right.
to get around town and whatever else. So
or they can't.
Exactly. So I don't know. I forget the guy's, the commissioner's name. But the TV station played it off as if, oh, well, this is a traffic problem that has to be addressed and we have to talk about this. Instead of talking about the core issue and how many people down here in Texas are against this corridor, are against toll roads, against double taxation and everything else, while the state's complaining it doesn't have any money to do road improvements or whatever. You know, the way we used to do this is we would have certain tax abatement programs or whatever. Okay, we need to do road improvements or whatever. Okay, we got a tax on this. As soon as that's done, well, then we roll back the taxes. There are different ways to handle the transportation problems down here in Texas. And this affects everybody in the United States, folks, because everybody, as you said, Linda, this is a test case down here in Texas. If they're able to pull the wool over people's eyes, able to shove this thing through in your state, and I don't care if you're in Missouri, I don't care what state you're in, you're going to be looking at more privatized tolling in your own states where foreign entities own the pavement you're driving on.
Yeah.
They need to understand this, Linda.
I agree. And here's why I'm an independent. We need initiative and referendum in 50 states. There are 24 states that allow people to go out and petition to put an issue on the statewide ballot. In Texas, we can only do that at the municipal level. Well, roads, of course, get decided by various entities at a regional and state level. We need the right to petition to vote on these kinds of projects if the legislature doesn't have the honesty and the guts to put it on the ballot. See, I think you can say you're for toll roads, you're against toll roads, yada, yada, yada. The issue isn't really, in my view, what you're for or against. The issue is, are people going to have the right to have a full and open debate on any issue and vote on pretty much any issue? I'll give you a really big example that has come up with the corridor issue. A lot of people are upset that this is part of the plan to join, to establish a North American Union. Okay? Well, in Europe, people vote on whether or not they wanted to join the European Union. And there were some countries where the people said, you know, we don't really want to do that. And so they didn't. Well, these are very big economic decisions. You know, national referendum is what you need to do something like that. They don't even trust us to vote on a county referendum. We don't have even the right to do a county referendum. And I think the inability of us to participate in this way is a check and balance on local and state government keeps us ignorant about public policy.
There you go. Okay, the relevant websites, give those out again slowly if you would, Linda.
Yes, for information about the Trans-Texas Corridor, go to corridorwatch.org. To find out about the independent movement, go to independenttexans.com.
Independenttexans.com. I thank you for your time. We will have you back, my friend.
Thank you so much, John.
All right. And I must say that this is not a paid political endorsement from the Republic Broadcasting Network or any of its affiliates. So I had to throw that in there. Thank
sure.
you, Linda Curtis. Appreciate it very much.
All right. Thank you.
Talk
Bye-bye.
To you soon. Bye-bye. Folks, we'll be back with you tomorrow. Another edition, National Intel Report.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.